Were you there when he rose up from the grave? Were you there when he rose up from the grave? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when he rose up from the grave?
Were you there? Part 2, Chapter 6, James, the brother of Jesus.
The verses in this chapter will be read shortly together. The James we are considering now is named 6 times in the New Testament. The few verses quoted have the name James in them. Those brief verses speak for themselves. In the longer passage, Acts 12, 12 to 22, see his name once, but notice that James takes the initiative in verse 13 as president of the council in a very detailed and crucial matter which involves many Christians and Christian leaders. He announces his decision in verse 19. He is in charge under God.
Galatians 1, verses 18 to 19. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to get acquainted with Peter, and stayed with him 15 days. I saw none of the other apostles, only James, the Lord's brother. Galatians 2, verse 9. James, Peter and John, those reputed to be pillars, gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship. Galatians 2, verse 12. Before certain men came from James. Acts 12, verse 17. Peter motioned with his hand for them to be quiet and described how the Lord had brought him out of prison. Tell James and the brothers about this. Acts chapter 15, 12 to 22. The whole assembly became silent as they listened to Barnabas and Paul telling about the miraculous signs and wonders God had done among the Gentiles through them. When they finished, James spoke up. Brothers, listen to me. Simon has described to us how God at first showed his concern by taking from the Gentiles a people for himself. The words of the prophets are in agreement with this, as it is written, after this I will return and rebuild David's fallen tent. Its ruins I will rebuild, and I will restore it, that the remnant of men may seek the Lord, and all the Gentiles who bear my name, says the Lord, who does these things that have been known for ages. It is my judgment, therefore, that we should not make it difficult for the Gentiles who are turning to God. Instead, we should write to them, telling them to abstain from food polluted by idols, from sexual immorality, from the meat of strangled animals, and from blood. For Moses has been preached in every city from the earliest times and is read in the synagogues on every Sabbath. Then the apostles and elders, with the whole church, decided to choose some of their own men and send them to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas. They chose Judas, called Barsabbas, and Silas, two men who were leaders among the brothers. Acts 21, verse 18. The next day, Paul and the rest of us went to see James, and all the elders were present.
We continue to meet people who met the risen Lord Jesus Christ, God the Son. He died on the cross to bear our sins. Jesus was punished in our place, in darkness, divinely sent at midday. He willingly suffered there, out of sight from the gathered crowd, as in anguish he paid in 3 divinely concentrated hours the eternal penalty for our sins from God the Father. On the 3rd day, he rose from the grave. The tomb was empty. We have seen already that the once crucified but now risen loving Lord met the women who came there, then Simon Peter, then the 2 travellers to Emmaus, and then the gathered disciples. But we are also told that between appearing to the crowd of 500 of the brothers, which we'll look at in the next chapter, and the apostles, whom we included when considering the disciples, then he appeared to James. You might ask, which James? There are four men named James in the New Testament. Let us see briefly who the other three are. First, there is James, the brother of John, who with his brother became apostles and once were nicknamed Boanerges, which means sons of thunder. James was put to death with a sword by Herod Agrippa the First in AD 44. Jesus had said that James and John would suffer after their mother had asked for a high place in God's glory for them. James' brother John was exiled to the Isle of Patmos, from where he wrote the book of Revelation under the Holy Spirit's inspiration. Second, there is another apostle, James the son of Alphaeus. He is also known as James the Younger, or James the Less in some translations. His mother is Mary, not Mary the mother of Jesus, nor Mary Magdalene. There were a number of Marys too. Third, a man called James is the father of the least known apostle, Judas, who is not Judas Iscariot, Jesus' betrayer who committed suicide in remorse. We know this Judas is not Judas Iscariot, who is mentioned separately in the list of the apostles. This leaves us with the fourth James. He met the risen Lord individually after the 500 brothers had met their resurrected Saviour, but before the apostles met him. We now concentrate on him and see how God's grace works in a remarkable way. This James is a physical brother of Jesus Christ. He is also Jude's brother. Jude is also called Judas at times. Jude wrote a book, one chapter long, which bears his name and comes just before the book of Revelation. Jude chapter 1 verse 1 identifies Jude as a servant of Jesus Christ and a brother of James. So James has Mary as his mother, exactly like Jesus, except that James has a human father as well as a human mother. Remember that the Virgin Mary conceived Jesus as the Holy Spirit came on her. She commenced sexual relations with her husband only after Jesus was born. Remarkable as it is, having Jesus as his brother could not save James or Jude. Everyone needs to repent and trust in Jesus personally as their Saviour and Lord, as God the Holy Spirit works in his or her life. In Mark 3:20-21, Jesus is in a crowded house, and so many are there that Jesus and his disciples are not even able to eat. His family think that Jesus is out of his mind and go to take charge of him. None of Jesus' brothers are then listed as apostles. There is no hint that James or Jude trust in or follow Jesus at this particular time. They are probably there with all the family, trying to control Jesus. What a bizarre thought, that they thought they knew better than Jesus did. This also reminds us that neither can any of us become a Christian just by being a member of a Christian family. It is a personal relationship with Jesus, through repentance and personal belief in him, that counts. What changes James and later Jude? Risen Jesus meets James separately from the apostles. Each of the two brothers must at some time have come to believe the dual truth of Jesus' resurrection and his death on the cross to forgive and change sinners who turn from sin and trust in him personally. We are not told when or where that happened, It is vital for any saved person to know now that he or she is saved. Where and when are secondary. Sometimes those facts are easily recalled, but sometimes not. The main point is that a new spiritual life in Christ always displays saving faith, even if the person concerned finds it hard to say exactly when and where it happened. 2 Corinthians 5:17, Galatians 6:15. But if Christ takes control of your life, he forgives, cleanses, and empowers you to live for him. Things do change radically. Jude 24 and 25 show what Jude now thinks and passionately believes about his once rejected brother Jesus. To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Saviour, be glory, majesty, power and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. Read all Jude's short letter, correcting false teachers who teach error about Jesus and who try to make Christians live sinful lives. James' life changes dramatically. Who would have thought that God would make a skeptical brother into such a loving follower of Jesus and become such an inspiring leader of fellow Christians? The Holy Spirit inspires all writers of all the Bible's books. This includes the book of James. It teaches some precious truths, including that faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. It is not really faith, unless it produces a changed lifestyle. Faith is more than mere head belief. Even the demons believe that there is one God and shudder. No demon can be saved. You are saved only if you turn from sin and trust in Jesus by asking him into your heart as your Lord and Saviour. James, now knowing the risen Jesus as his Saviour, becomes the influential leader and overseer of the entire church in Jerusalem. You will see that is so by reading the answers given below to some important questions about the early church. See how God changes, enables, and uses a man who trusts in Christ. God makes him a blessing to others. That can and should include you. Who does the recently converted Paul of Tarsus go to see in Jerusalem to be assured by him that he is on the right road? James. Who are the church's three pillars, hearing of the work of Paul and Barnabas with the Gentiles? James, Peter and John, in that order. Who sends the men to discuss a problem with Paul? James. Who does Peter say should be told when he is freed from jail? James. Who leads the meeting of the leaders in the church about considering the place of Gentiles in the early church? James. Who takes the authority to come to a decision after discussion in that meeting, and who suggests a plan of action to follow? James. Who is asked for advice about how things should be done? James. Who starts with no confidence in Jesus along with his family? James. Who is changed entirely by meeting the risen Jesus after he died on the cross to bear his sins and their penalty? James. Who is inspired by God's Holy Spirit to write a book which points out that if you are really saved, your life will show it? James. What is the name of that challenging book of five chapters? James. Who do you think historians say sealed his testimony of faith in Christ by being stoned as a martyr in AD 61 by order of the then high priest Annas after the procurator Festus died. James. Only God's grace can produce such a change in a man who, along with his wider family, is sceptical and does not trust Jesus, much less trust in him. A good church or group leader must first be a soundly converted man, then someone who trusts and obeys the Lord Jesus in everyday life and duties. James obviously finds his understanding of God and spiritual issues growing to the point where he becomes a member of Jesus' three-man inner cabinet and ends up as president of the Council of True Believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe God has a very responsible task or position for you in his plans. You will never be able to do it properly unless you love the Lord with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and are prepared to love your neighbor, meaning a person in need, as yourself. God's grace that changed an unbelieving physical brother into a truly effective and devoted spiritual brother and child of God is sufficient for you too. If you become a Christian leader in the days ahead, humbly remember it all started with repentance and faith, and keep living like that and honoring Jesus. Do you realize that Jesus died so you can be forgiven and changed? Do you know Jesus dwelling in your heart as your risen and living Lord and Savior? If so, though not a historic apostolic leader like James, does your life bless others now? Are you a good and humble example to others? Are you prepared to suffer for Christ if and when that is required of you? Have you read the book of James carefully? Have you read the book of Jude equally carefully? Are you spending time each day with God in your quiet time of prayer and Bible reading? Please check the verses on James given at the start of this chapter. They support the answers to the questions posed.